The proposal came abruptly one day in the spring. I logged on to my computer and read the following email. "Hey, bro, what's your plans for the summer? Nothing? Well, you should go to work in Alaska with me. Broads, beer, bushwhacking, 23 hours of sunlight, the list goes on. But seriously, you should think about it. We'd make $9 an hour plus room and board. Give me a call." It was from Jim. I wasn't surprised that he wanted to spend a summer in Alaska. That's absolutely something Jim would do. The man's a globetrotter. By the time he was 20, he'd been to roughly 92 different countries. I'm pretty sure he sent the email from somewhere in Uganda. Some call it wanderlust. I'm convinced it had something to do with his mother drinking while she was pregnant, though this can't be proven. What surprised me was that Jim asked me to go with him, because I am absolutely not that type of person. Long story short, I'm average. I fear change, relish the comfort of home, and attend the same handful of bars and restaurants each weekend. I dress average and speak like an average white male. My haircut is exactly halfway between the most boring and most extreme styles on the planet. I drink a lot of Coca-Cola and make average jokes on a fairly regular basis. And when it comes to Jim's proposal, I adhere to the code of 98% of the American population: don't step outside your comfort zone. And Alaska certainly resided outside that zone. Yes, I was aware of the opportunity to work a seasonal job in some remote location. In fact, I'd always found the proposition a little intriguing, but I wasn't going to actually do it. That's crazy talk. It's impractical, completely unpredictable, and probably wouldn't work out anyway. Only weirdos actually do those things. So naturally, I wouldn't be going, and Jim should have known this. I assumed he knew me better after we'd spent our entire high school careers together, but that was years ago and the time might have clouded his sense of reality. I decided to respond by telling him it sounded cool and I'd think about it, then in a month or so I'd politely decline, tell him I couldn't make it work, it wasn't feasible or practical, I couldn't afford it, I was needed back home, I had to do a summer internship to complete my college degree, some combinations of half-truths and bullshit, it wouldn't be hard, the details could be worked out later. But for some reason, the thought of actually doing it never left my mind. After all, it was an intriguing proposition. I had never been much further north than our native Minnesota. I certainly enjoyed both broads and beer and had a decent on-again, off-again relationship with bushwhacking. Maybe the fact that Jim seemed to know what he was doing made the proposal seem a little more feasible. The man knew how to travel. I'd heard rumors of him working for a short time wrestling wild boars somewhere near the Ivory Coast. It would be like having a tour guide. As the days passed, I considered it more. The idea of actually saying yes started to gain ground on my conventional thinking. Plus, I had absolutely no plans for the summer. It was the spring break of my junior year of college, and I hadn't even begun to look for work. Maybe this Alaska thing wasn't such a bad idea. Maybe it wasn't just weirdos who do these things. Maybe Jim's mom didn't drink during pregnancy. 2 weeks later, I sat across the table from Jim in a crowded coffee shop in downtown Minneapolis. On his laptop, we each filled out online applications for Aramark, a massive company which owned nearly every resort in Denali, Alaska. Denali was our destination because Jim said so. Not long after, I got a call from Karen, who conducted a brief phone interview and informed me I would be perfect for one of Aramark's retail jobs at a Denali resort. Retail. That's all she said. I should have known.